a low of 23. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 27. 4 to 8 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Two Americans are dead and two others are now back in the U.S. after getting kidnapped in Mexico. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the latest.
A relative says the four Americans had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could have cosmetic surgery just south of the border. Shortly after entering Mexico, their minivan was caught in a shootout between rival cartels. Here at the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre sent the president's condolences to the families of the two Americans who died. She also noted that part of Mexico is under a level 4 State Department advisory, warning Americans not to travel there.
Folks need to be really careful.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Five women in Texas who say they were denied abortions when their pregnancies endangered their lives are now suing the state over its abortion ban. Nancy Northrup is with the Center for Reproductive Rights.
It is the first lawsuit in which individual women have sued a state for the harm that they endured because abortion care has been criminalized in the wake of Roe's reversal.
Critics say the Texas law is creating confusion among doctors who are turning people away with any complications because they're afraid of going to jail. The Justice Department's filed an antitrust lawsuit that could block JetBlue from merging with Spirit Airlines. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
By acquiring Spirit, JetBlue will eliminate the largest ultra-low-cost carrier in the United States.
The merger would create the fifth largest carrier in the country. Garland says that could result in higher fares and fewer choices for travelers. While many Californians still don't have power and are running out of supplies following record snowfall, but now they have to get ready for rain. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
This is not a garden variety storm.
Chris Matarocchia is with the National Weather Service. The massive front is being categorized as an atmospheric river, likely to drop large amounts of rain. The big concern is that it will melt the snow and lead to dangerous flooding.
This is something, again, that will bring impacts to daily life never experienced before.
The heaviest rains are expected at the end of the week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Stocks on Wall Street dropped after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warned today that it could increase interest rates again this month if inflation stays high. Financial analyst Ryan Payne.
What was not anticipated was the more hawkish comments, meaning they may have to raise interest rates even more. That's been anticipated, and the market was not expecting that.
The Dow fell about 575 points, the S&P lost 62, and the Nasdaq dropped over 145 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent. All over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 23. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 27. 4 to 8 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the season finale of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Yesterday, University of Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh announced that Tony Granato had been dismissed as head coach of the Badger men's hockey team after seven seasons. Associate head coach Mark Osicki and Director of Hockey Operations Shane Connolly also were relieved of their duties. Tony took over for Mike Eaves on March 30th, 2016 and inherited a program that won only 12 games the previous two seasons. His first season with Mark Osicki and Don Granato on his staff, Wisconsin won 20 games and nearly made the NCAA tournament, but lost in double overtime to Penn State in the Big Ten title game in Detroit. Tony was named Big Ten Coach of the Year that season, and again in the 2020-21 campaign, when the Badgers won just the fourth regular season conference championship in program history behind Hobey Baker Award winner Cole Caulfield. But Wisconsin won only 10 games last season, and this season finished 13-23 after a pair of losses last weekend in the Big Ten tournament quarterfinals at Michigan. The Badgers did not go down without a fight. They lost 6-5 in overtime Friday night and were even with the fourth-ranked Wolverines with 3 minutes left in Game 2 but fell 7-4. Tony Granato's record in seven seasons, 105 wins, 129 losses, and 16 ties. Chris McIntosh met with reporters yesterday. We'll play back his press conference in a moment, and we'll also hear from Tony Granato in just a bit. And the Wisconsin women's hockey team is preparing for the NCAA tournament and leaves today for Hamilton, New York in a first-round matchup Thursday night with Long Island University. Mark Johnson will join us after 7:30. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning six championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The Wisconsin men's hockey program will be under new leadership next season after Tony Granato was fired yesterday following a fifth losing season in 7 years. UW Athletics Director Chris McIntosh met the media yesterday at 4 o'clock, about 5 hours after he met with Tony.
First and foremost, I want to thank Coach Granato for everything that he's poured into this program in the last seven seasons. He's an amazing person. He's an incredible Badger. He'll always have a place here, and he'll be remembered that way. And nobody has given more to this program than Coach Granato and his staff. At the end of the day, this program has a history and a legacy that has the highest of expectations. And it deserves a chance at getting back to a championship level, consistently getting back to a championship level. It's enjoyed, it's earned 6 national championships, 17 conference championships. And everybody in and around this program, including mostly, more so, the players on this team, some of which are here today, have a desire for it to get back to that level. And so we will conduct a national search. It's a wide open blank slate to find the next leader of this program that can help us get to that level of consistency and that level of success.
The thing that's different about a Vrbo vacation home, you always have the whole place to yourself.
Just a couple of housekeeping notes. We've secured a search firm Turnkey to help us with that. We've worked with them in the past and have had great results. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
We'll start over here on the right with Todd.
Chris, can you walk us through the timeline of when you made the decision, how you communicated it, when you talked to Tony about it, those kind of things?
Yeah, you know, obviously we've been monitoring the season as it's gone on, and, you know, clearly this season didn't go the way that anyone had hoped. I was in Michigan over the weekend. I got back late last night, and Tony and I met at 11 o'clock this morning. We had a talk. It was important for Tony to meet with the staff, and then earlier this afternoon, he met with the team, followed by me, and here we are today.
Mark.
Chris, I want to get your thoughts on kind of what are some of the must or what are the must-haves for the next coach?
Yeah, I think, listen, this program, I think, has a lot to offer, and I think is very attractive, and I'm confident can attract a top-tier coach with a proven track record of success. But as important is someone who understands and appreciates Wisconsin and what it means here, understands the expectations, understands that what Wisconsin values, understands that this program is more than championship level hockey on the ice. It's the highest of expectations off the ice in the classroom. It's a long game here. I'm confident that person exists, and I'm confident that person will be excited about this program.
Jim.
Chris, other than hiring someone to lead the program, is there anything the department can do or the university can do to help out whoever gets hired? I mean, does the athletic department need to do more to help this program, do you think?
Well, I think it's a good question, Jim. I think there's a commitment from all of us that has been made and will lead to the type of success that we expect here. You know, as we speak, there's a construction project happening on the backside of this building that is a pretty big commitment to the hockey program. And so I think, you know, that adds to the appeal and the attractiveness of this position, of this job. And I'm confident we'll find somebody that sees it the same way. But, you know, I think, though, we have embraced the reality that, you know, with throughout the department, that the championships that are won within any of our sports aren't limited to the head coach or the coaching staff. And it's a holistic model of support, and that's what will be required for us to get to where we need to be.
Go ahead, Todd.
Can you speak to what the status is of the rest of the coaching staff? Has there been any move made there? What do you see their position being as in this transition kind of time here?
Yeah, the only coach that'll stay on through the interim period is Coach Andy Brandt.
Chris, obviously, last spring, you guys, you know, you extended Tony's contract. I guess I'm just wondering, you know, this year, record aside, did you see any areas of progress, and if so, what, where?
I would tell you there are areas in which I was extremely proud, and as demonstrated by the young men in this room, I thought we fought extremely hard the entire season. I thought this group of young men was tenacious. I thought they fought all season long, and so I think that there are enough pieces in place on our team, and what I know about this roster, that there's enough talent, but there is certainly enough will and heart to be successful in the future. And so those are areas in which I was extremely impressed.
Carly?
Yeah, Chris, you said you were monitoring, you know, throughout the season. Was there a point in the season where you just felt that there was going to have to be a change in leadership, or did you just want to wait till the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the season, you know, has had its ups and downs. I didn't think that it was the right thing to disrupt the season, and so I decided to make the decision when I did.
I guess just aside from overall record this season, what other factors did you evaluate that went into your decision?
I mean, you know, the overall assessment of the program is beyond just this season, and it's an evaluation of the trajectory of the program and what direction are we heading. And I just felt it was the time to make a change. I felt that the program wasn't heading in the direction that it needed to, and I'm excited about the direction that we're going to go in the future and the development that'll take place within this team and this program that'll lead to success in the future.
Back to Todd.
Knowing how important transfer portal and things like that are now that weren't maybe a few years ago, how important is it for you to move quickly in your search? And does that possibly take out some people who are currently with teams and maybe for the next few weeks? I wonder if you can address some of that.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the dynamics that exist today in this environment add some complexities to a search like this. I would tell you that my priority is to get this search right. And sure, there's urgency, and we'll be expeditious, but not at the cost of getting the search right. And I hope that you know, the players on our current team are patient and can trust that we're going to find a leader that they can be fired up about and confident in where we're heading. But there's no getting around the realities of the day, Todd. And I think it's more important that we get this decision right for the long term.
Mark, you have another?
Chris, I guess I was curious if you can share, was there a buyout? And if so, are there any details that you can share in terms of what the buyout was for Tony?
Yeah, I would just tell you, no changes have been made to Tony's contract since last summer. And so our parting of ways abides with those terms.
Todd?
Did Tony share with you, or did you ask him what he felt didn't go right here? Because when he was hired, everyone thought this was something that was going to be, a lot of us have talked about, a sure thing. Mm-hmm. It did a couple of seasons, but it didn't for others. Did you guys talk about that in along the way, or even today?
I recognize that you know, there was a tremendous amount of excitement 7 years ago, and for one reason or another, as we sit here today, we have not achieved what we all had hoped to achieve. Tony and I had a good conversation today. I left that conversation with more respect than I've ever had for him. Probably will come as no surprise that what happened in that room and the conversation we have will stay between the two of us.
Ty, keep going.
This has to be difficult for you too. You mentioned how good of a person Tony is. I think everyone who knows him knows that. But the business side of this, I wonder how much that weighs on you, though. I mean, you obviously had to move on in football and go a different direction there earlier this school year, and now with hockey, that's a lot to for a department to manage. Mm-hmm. Two of its bigger programs having to change in the same school year.
Yeah, you know, there's no getting around. These are difficult decisions, especially when they affect people that you care about deeply. And there's just no avoiding that. The reality is the programs that we're talking about are bigger than any one of us, me included. And, you know, the expectations that we have necessitate difficult decisions to be made. And, you know, I want nothing more than the players in this program to enjoy the level of success that generations of players before them have enjoyed here. I want them to have the type of, for me personally, I want them to have the type of experience here as a Badger that I had as a Badger. And so, you know, when you weigh those things, it points to moments like this, in which you have to make difficult decisions that affect people you love, but it's for a bigger thing. It's for a bigger direction. And most importantly, it's for the players that are in this program right now, and that those will arrive in the future.
That's UW Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. We'll hear from Tony Granato next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 12th 12th Annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 14th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, online auction, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Lion Energy, Aspirus Health, Connexus Cares, Ginzel Insurance Agency, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Prevail Bank, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes. I even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 23. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 27. 4 to 8 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Tony Granato is one of the nicest, most genuine people I've ever met. The third leading scorer in program history, Tony was fired yesterday after 7 seasons as the Badger men's hockey coach and was kind enough to speak with the assembled media yesterday inside the Kohl Center.
It was easier to do this than have to address everybody individually. And I don't think it was any surprise to anybody with the way the last 12 months have gone. There was something that we didn't get done that we needed to get done as coaches. And I can be thankful and grateful for my time here and tell you how much fun I had. I wish it went better from the win part of it. But lots of good things to remember from the experience, and that's what I'll take with me.
When you talk to the players?
Hard.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part is, you know, having that conversation because they're young kids. I got to be honest with you, I think it caught them by surprise despite all the stuff that was being thrown out there in the last 12 months. They want to ignore it. And they want to try to, think that it's not going to happen. But I had a great opportunity with our captains today. I met with them for a while before, and then I was able to talk to the team for a little while, tell them how much I loved them, how proud I was of them, how grateful I was for the years that I had with them. And you know, that's pretty much all you can do in this situation is try to look at it in a way of gratitude, of having the opportunity to do it. And then you want to be there for them in the future if they ever need anything down the road, or I do. I might need to call them and say, hey, I'm in a little bit of a problem here. I need your advice. But great kids, great leadership. You know, I think the part that makes me sad is we had a really good opportunity that nobody believed we could be successful this year. And when I say nobody, it's probably a lot of you here had doubts that this team could win. And you look at the series, played Michigan four times. They're a top five team in the country. Played them six times, four times with less than 5 minutes to go in the game. Two of the games were winning, two of the games were tied. And so that's pretty close. And things didn't go our way in really critical situations to have the season be extended. But it wasn't for the lack of effort from our kids. They left it on the ice, and that's something that they can be proud of and that I will always remember them by.
Was it hard to balance that this season? I don't know if you were thinking about that at all, or, you know, this outside conversation.
No.
No.
That was all stirred up by whoever needed to stir it up, and whether it was something that was said last year at the end of the year by somebody in the athletic department or by someone just putting two and two together saying, hey, they're not winning, so something might happen. But that's all part of coaching. It's all part of being a player. That's just the natural, part of being part of an athletic team or sport. I don't think at all.
How do you feel the conversation went with Chris?
Oh, professional. I mean, I wasn't surprised when I walked in there. But you know, he's got he's got a tough job, and he's got to make decisions which he thinks is right for the program moving forward. And I give him credit for having enough guts to do it. And you know, I wish again, I want this program to succeed. I want this program to win immediately. So I will do whatever I can moving forward. Hopefully I'm asked to form my opinions on things that need to change or need to get better to have that happen sooner and faster. And if I am, I will certainly do whatever I can on that side of things. The other thing I appreciate, our alumni is as sensational as any alumni at any sport at any school. You know, we just had a celebration here that 19 of the 21 players from the 73 team showed up 50 years later to celebrate. I mean, that's unbelievable. And so we have a foundation, lots of people that care and want to help bring this back to what we think it should be. And now we just got to help in whichever way we can to make sure that happens.
What would you say if they asked what can change, could be different than...
Todd, I think that's for whoever. I got some. I hope I am going to have an opportunity to talk to the new coach and give him some things about what I think can be done a little bit differently. But that's for me and whoever else to discuss. And I mean that's fair. So maybe whoever comes in won't want my opinions on things. But from an alumni standpoint, not necessarily coach standpoint, I think there's things that I hopefully can help out in the future with the alumni and keeping the alumni engaged and involved and wanting to be part of it.
This is a place that has incredible benefits. The alumni, the budget is among the top in college hockey. Are there challenges here too that you would tell someone or warn someone about?
Like I just said, I think that's for me to talk to them about what that is. What I think here is special is there's still a lot of support from the community. I think there's things we can do better to reconnect that part of it. There's opportunities now since the rules have changed with the NIL stuff. So I think there's new opportunities available to explore to recreate that. So that's how about that's as far as I go with that question. Since you've asked it twice now, I don't think I'm going to answer another part of it.
Different ways.
A, B, C. You want to try C?
You can. Said you weren't necessarily surprised by the decision. Was there a point in the season that you felt like this might be reality?
I think just the end of last year on all that, I knew we had to win this year. And winning isn't, losing in the first round of the playoffs, that's not winning. So, I mean, as a coach, you always know that that's... the ultimate way of being graded. It's by the record and the standings, and when it's not what's expected, that's always a possibility.
Do you want to keep coaching? You're a good coach.
I love coaching. I love being part of teams. This won't slow me down or lose the passion of what I have to be around hockey and teams and players and the sport. So what I will do after this or next, I don't know. I mean, it happened 4 hours ago. So, but I will always want to be part of a team until they tell me I can't.
Tony Granato is the type of person everyone should be fortunate to have in their lives, and I thank him for his 7 years leading the Wisconsin men's hockey program. The Wisconsin women's hockey team is gearing up for another NCAA tournament, and Mark Johnson will join us next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day if you can't be at the actual game? Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This is the season finale of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, and we're joined by Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson. His team getting ready for the NCAA tournament, a 17th appearance in the big dance over the last 21 years under Mark's guidance, and heading to Hamilton, New York to take on Long Island University on Thursday, and then a win. It would be a matchup with third-seeded Colgate on Saturday for the right to play in the Frozen Four in Duluth the following weekend. Mark, great time of the year, and your last time out, you played at the WCHA final faceoff, a semifinal game against Minnesota. It's 2-2 after two periods. Gophers get an early power play in the third, then an empty netter and win 4-2. So they eventually beat Ohio State, win the conference championship, get an automatic bid. It seemed like your club was kind of positioned where you're going to Hamilton, New York. Nevertheless, you wanted to win that tournament as bad as anybody that was up there.
Well, you do. I mean, we're all competitive, and, you know, you get this time of season, especially in your playoff championship, you know, you want to be on the ice at the end hoisting the trophy because you're giving your players, and your players are creating memories that last for a lifetime, and anytime you can win a championship, it's just a lot of fun to go through that process. So, yeah, we were in position. You know, we had 20 minutes to go, and I liked the way we were playing. We had tied the game up on a power play 2-2, and then it was going to come down to, you know, who was going to make a play. And we've seen in the past us being able to do that against Minnesota up there, which we were there a couple, 3 weekends ago. But, you know, they were able to make a play on a power play, and we just couldn't get that third goal to tie it up the last 14 minutes of the period. But it's, again, it's a learning experience. You walk away a little bit disappointed, but I told the team it's a learning opportunity from the standpoint we get to play another game. And so our body of work allowed us to play another game, and that's why it's fun talking to you. We still have hockey to play, and now it's going to come down to, you know, can we elevate our game even a step higher and go out against the LIU and, you know, be comfortable and confident in this setting, because for our freshmen, it'll be the first time they've played an NCAA game. And what they've shown me over the last couple weekends is they're able to do that. So we just have to continue with our process and go out Thursday night. And, you know, again, you're trying to play your best hockey right now and your best games right now. And if you do that four more times, then you're going to be hoisting the big trophy, the one that has the biggest meaning.
Sure. You know what? I bet you Brad Frost is saying the same thing to Minnesota, and Nadine Muzzarol to Ohio State, Mark Crowell to Minnesota Duluth. Same type of thing. Even though the Gophers won that tournament, I'm not sure if they're playing their best hockey yet. I bet you Brad would say the same thing, right?
He would. And so, you know, you look at the five games that we played against Minnesota, and this last one we played is probably both teams didn't play as well as they had in the previous four games, because mm-hmm. you saw some of those games, and everybody saw them a couple weeks ago when we were up there. And so, again, that's playoff hockey where it, you know, becomes a game of chess, and, you know, people don't want to make mistakes and give up opportunities. And so, I mean, all the coaches right now, there's 11 teams, and they're probably saying the same things. You know, for, you know, a handful of teams, we have to play the extra game, which is okay. But, you know, everybody's trying to get to Duluth, and, you know, at the end of Saturday, the four teams are going to be out there, and those teams are going to go on. And, you know, we're just getting ourselves in position to try to be one of those four teams.
Mark Johnson with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. So people ask me all the time, why does the NCAA Women's Hockey Tournament only have 11 teams? Why not 12? And when you consider the new league that Long Island University won the regular season championship and the playoff championship, the New England Women's Hockey Alliance has 7 teams. So all of a sudden, 7 teams, more teams are in the mix. Why not make it a 12-team tournament?
Well, I might be out of my pay grade when you start talking with the NCAA. And so, you know, it's when I first started a lot of years ago, we only had 4.
Right.
Worked our way up to 8. And then, you know, last year was the first year where we had 11. Mm-hmm. And so where do you come up with 11? Because most times you get, you know, sandlot baseball or pickup basketball and whatnot. You know, you don't have odd numbers. You usually have even numbers. So I thought we were going to go from 8 to 12. And for whatever reason, with the number of teams, you know, and you look at a matchup with the men's and how many teams they have, and they end up having 16, you come out with a percentage. And
sure.
So we're hovering right around there, a little bit below. But I would eventually hope that we do get to 12. It just makes things a little bit easier this time of year where everybody's playing a game Thursday. And then, you know, the winners of those games, you know, go to that Saturday game, and then you have 4. And so it just makes it more attractive and gives more teams an opportunity to get into the tournament, because as you mentioned, this is the first year for, you know, LIU to get an automatic bid. Well, that pushes somebody out. So, you know, you look at Vermont, you look at St. Cloud, you know, you look at some of the teams that were hovering that, you know, because we have an automatic bid coming in with LIU, one of those teams got pushed out. Well, if you have 12, you'd have the same thing, but at least you have another team in the tournament. So it's good for coffee conversation in the morning, but you know, as you well know, it takes a lot of steam and a lot of energy to hopefully get to 12, and hopefully one day we get there.
And it would have been nice for you to be at home for the NCAA tournament, but it didn't pan out. Nevertheless, you are going to upstate New York, a beautiful little college town where Colgate is located, and you're matched up with LIU, the 11 seed. So as you, when the bracket was announced, did you say, okay, I'm good with that?
I am. I mean, I was on the championship committee for 3 years and understand the process and how they do things. And so as I looked at it prior to that announcement, I said, well, if things work out and they don't, you know, push things around and move things, this is the way it should look to us. And sure. That's the way it came out. I think it was fairly easy to look at the numbers and look at, you know, matchups and things like that. And so for us, we felt that that's where we're going to be. That's who we're going to play. And now you got to go out and play. And so you have to earn everything from this point forward. You're not going to just limp into the the Frozen Four. So, you know, you're going to get, especially if you get to Saturday, everybody's good. You get down to those last eight teams and everybody's had good seasons. Everybody's got good players. And now on paper, it's not the best team that's going to win. It's the team that plays the best that's going to win. And so we'll find out Saturday afternoon by dinner time, you know, what four teams are going to be excited and making their way to Duluth the following weekend.
Ohio State, the defending national champions, the number one overall seed, and hosting a regional that also includes Quinnipiac and Penn State. They meet on Thursday. Yale, the four seed, against fifth-seeded Northeastern in a quarterfinal game. And then, a quarterfinal game. And then Minnesota Duluth plays Clarkson at Ritter Arena. The winner will take on Minnesota. And again, Wisconsin, LIU, and the winner will take on Colgate on Saturday. And Long Island University, it gets the first automatic bid for this new league, and their first year head coach is one of your former players, Kelly Nash. It's a really nice story.
It's a great story. I can still envision Kelly scoring an overtime goal in our playoff championship game up in Minneapolis, and everybody celebrating and, you know, spin it forward. And now she's got an opportunity, to coach LIU and then gets them to their first ever national championship bid. And now we're playing against her. So I'm excited for her, congratulate her on an outstanding season. And now we're going to be butting heads.
Yeah, Kelly Nash, a two-time NCAA champion, a 2011 grad from the University of Wisconsin. She was an assistant coach for 6 years at Vermont and Princeton. Last year, she was in the American Hockey Federation, or the Premier Hockey Federation, associate head coach with the Metropolitan Riveters. She's got a club. They've got three double-digit goal scorers. They have a pretty good goaltender, too. Her name is Tindra Holm, a 199 goals against, 932 save percentage. Those are really good numbers. They almost beat Yale, a one-goal loss. They almost beat Penn State, which is in the NCAA tournament too. So what do you learn about this team? Because you have to learn pretty quickly.
Well, obviously they're going to be comfortable and they're confident and excited at the same time. And as you mentioned, if you have a goaltender that's played against some stiff competition, and they've played against Duluth in our league, they've played against Minnesota State, you mentioned Yale, you mentioned at Penn State. So it's not like they've had this easy schedule. They've went out and challenge their team, and if their goaltender is capable of making, you know, that 50-60 save, that gives you a chance to win. Because as you know, if somebody scores a power play goal or gets a bunch of power play opportunities, you get a 5-minute major. I mean, the games, the reason we play them is because you want to find out who's going to win. And so you never know on paper. It might look one way or it might look another way, but you still have to go out and earn your victories. And so one thing I've learned over the course of time, you have to respect your opponent. Don't look at anything else other than respect for them. And if you're going to win, you're going to have to earn it, especially at this time of season.
And if the Badgers are fortunate to beat LIU on Thursday, they'll face Colgate, the ECAC tournament champions, for the third straight year. Their head coach is Greg Fargo. He's built a nice program in upstate New York. They've got three 20-goal scorers, including a former Badger, Derek Gregg, and Patty Kazmaier Award top 10 finalist, and Danielle Sardnecki, who actually leads the country in scoring with 70 points. She's got 25 goals. They use two goaltenders. Both have like save percentages of 930. Second best power play in the country. By the way, Sardnecki is the leading scorer in the country. I think I just mentioned that. And you're going to be, you are on the Patty Kazmaier committee now. So congratulations to you. Right when you're getting ready for the NCAA tournament, you have a conference call.
Life can be full right now for a lot of different reasons. So, you mentioned it, and then we have to play them in their building. Right. And so, but I think, as you reflect back on our season, I mean, it's not going to be any more challenging than our couple games up in Minnesota where we had record crowds up there and, 90% of the crowds rooting against you and rooting for the other team. So hopefully those experiences that we've had, the couple games we played down at Ohio State in front of hostile crowds and good teams and good players will help us as we, get ourselves ready for Thursday night. And if we're fortunate enough, Saturday afternoon, whether it's Ohio State, whether it's Minnesota, whether it's Duluth, whether it's Colgate, you're going to see some pretty good hockey because both teams are equipped, as you mentioned, to play at a real high level. And this is a time of the season where, you know, the fans get treated to some great hockey. So if we end up winning Thursday and we get to Saturday's game, I anticipate it to be very similar to some of the games that we've already had.
Mark and the Badgers head out to New York here on Tuesday. We're recording this interview right now on Monday. We do know that Thursday's game's at 5 o'clock. It'll be on radio in Madison. The iHeartRadio app is where I suggest to go. And if the Badgers move on to play Colgate, that game Saturday would be at 2 o'clock Central Time, also radio, but it's going to be streamed somewhere, so you'll be able to watch for sure. We wish you nothing but the best. This is our final radio show of the year, so when you beat these two teams and get to the Frozen Four, you don't have to deal with me next week.
Oh, I enjoy it. It's good publicity for our program. It's good information we get out to our fans and keep them in the tune what's going on. And as I've said many times, you know, the number of years I've done this, this is the best time of the season. You know, the kids are excited. They got smiles on their faces. They're, you know, going down a path where they can create memories, whether it's positive or negative, that will stick with them the rest of their life. When they talk about Wisconsin, when I played there, and then, you know, some years we ended up winning it, and other years we get beaten championship games, but it's just a fun time to be together and see what we can collectively do. So our preparation is now meeting our opportunity, and now we're going to grab that.
I do have to ask you one more question, because you're talking about memories made with you know, times like these. Breanna Decker made memories throughout her Wisconsin career, a national champion, a Patty Kazmaier Award winner, multiple world champion with USA Hockey, an Olympic gold medalist. She recently announced she's retiring at the age of 32, although she's coaching now at Shattuck, and we may see her somewhere else in the very near future. But, you know, she was a wonderful player, and I've told her she's my second favorite Badger women's hockey player of all time. But the person Breanna Decker is even better than the player she was.
Yeah, it was a full package. I mean, what our fans saw on the ice was somebody that was fiercely competitive, hated to lose. What impressed me a lot too with world-class players is their ability to hold teammates accountable, but at the same time make them better and pull them up to a higher level. And she was able to do that here at Wisconsin, had a wonderful career, won a lot of individual awards, won national championships, and then she took that and who she was, not only as a player on the ice, but what she's capable of doing off the ice, and went with the national team, the Olympic team, silver medals, gold medals, and really elevated women's hockey. And it's in a much better place today than it was before Breanna Decker started to step in the scene.
Thanks for those comments.
And
it's my daughter, Maddie Posick. You're third on the list as a Badger hockey player. Mark, best of luck out in New York.
Thanks so much. We're looking forward to the opportunity. Really are.
Yeah, that's Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson. Again, the Badgers against Long Island Thursday, 5 o'clock Central face-off. And if they win, they'll face Colgate Saturday at 2 o'clock. The winner of that game will head to the Frozen Four next weekend in Duluth. We'll wrap things up in just a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, and this has been a difficult couple of days. The interview you just heard with Mark Johnson was recorded yesterday at noon, shortly before news broke that Tony Granato had been let go. Mark's getting ready for the NCAA Women's Tournament, as you know, but was kind enough to give me a few minutes today to discuss what happened yesterday. Mark, Monday's been a difficult day as the University of Wisconsin and Athletic Director Chris McIntosh decided to make a change with the men's hockey program and dismissed Tony Granato and Associate Head Coach Mark Osiecki and Director of Hockey Operations Shane Connolly. We both know those men and we like those men. They're friends. This has been a tough day.
It really is. I've known Tony. I go back to the early 80s when we were playing together in Team USA competition, and obviously have had a friendship with him for a long time, and was really excited when he was going to come in here and be the head coach, because I thought with his enthusiasm, his background, his coaching ability, and really could push the program in a positive direction. And yesterday was a sad day because now he's not going to continue that process. It's unfortunate that we're in this position, but obviously Tony and I, we know the business side of what we do, and we saw it earlier in the fall with Paul Chris being let go in mid-season. And so if you're around, whether it's football or basketball or men's hockey, you don't see a lot of changes. We've had a couple in hockey after Jeff Sauer left, but you don't see it too often. People are able to come in and and do things and then push programs in a positive direction. But, Tony's not going to have a chance to do that. And, being a close friend of his, I just feel bad for him and his wife. And, knowing him on a daily basis and watching him go, go work and put a lot of energy and passion into what he was doing. And unfortunately, they're going to go in a new direction. And, it's a tough day and a colleague, and you never like to see that happen, especially to your friends. We know the business side of this business also, and unfortunately that came into play yesterday.
I, like you, like Tony Granato, like Mark Johnson, we all want what's best for the program. Tony loves the University of Wisconsin, the athletic department, the people, the alumni, the fans, and did everything that was asked of him in his 7 years as head coach. He came back to school to get his degree before taking over the Badgers. He wears the W with pride. Unfortunately, his teams didn't win enough, and he acknowledged that, but it wasn't for a lack of effort or caring. Tony cares deeply for his players, his staff, and support staff. He'd take the shirt off his back if you needed it. Chris Moore, the former Badger hockey and NHL announcer, said it perfectly in a tweet yesterday. Some great people coach. Sometimes they get fired. Doesn't change the fact that they're a credit to the planet. This means you, Anthony Lewis Granato. I also thank Mark Osiecki, who's been part of this program for 20 years, an assistant captain on the 1990 National Championship team, an associate head coach with the 06 NCAA title squad. He did all the radio postgame shows on the road. Wasn't always easy. He was awesome. A passionate Badger, Oz is fired up for his 5th annual Casting for Kids fishing tournament on May 20th, and I know he'd love to see you out there. And thanks to Shane Connolly, one of the best goaltenders this program has ever had. Just look up his numbers. Shane and Megan lost their infant daughter, Sloan, last May. I can't imagine what that's been like. I wish the best for him and his family.
Thanks so much to Dave McCann, who's engineered and produced our show every week. I'm Brian Posick. Thanks for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, under cloudy skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 27. 4 to 8 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. From the